chubbed up rice. I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add him and leave it with Rob Bollocks?
Oh, bollocks. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
First off, I'm doing a completely personal one for me, would you, Adam and Eve? England actually beat Spain 3-2 yesterday.
Oh, right.
The first time Spain's lost at home since 2004, I believe. And at one stage when we were 3-0 up, the England fans were singing to the Spanish fans, "Are you Scotland in disguise?" And I got quite emotional. Otherwise, the funniest thing I've heard all week. So I'd like to get that out of the way. Right now, last week you gave me something, and I always, blue whales was always my favourite creatures on the planet, but yeah. I got to be honest, octopuses are just, or octopi, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce
that. They've stormed up the charts, haven't they?
Oh, number one with a bullet, really. Please don't give them liquidy anymore, scientists, after you hear this. They've actually got 3 hearts and 9 brains.
Wow.
That's incredible, right? Now...
So once again, octopus, 3 hearts...
And 2... 9 brains.
The one octopus and the one octopus, 3 hearts?
Has 3 hearts and 9 brains.
And 8 arms.
Yes.
Tentacles.
Yes. Excellent. I'm going to explain it all because...
Please do, Rob, please do. Please go into comprehensive detail.
They 2 of the hearts work exclusively to move blood beyond their gills, while the third keeps circulation flowing for the organs. When they swim, the organ heart stops beating, which explains why they just like wander about, because it like really, really tires them if they swim.
All right, yeah.
So
okay.
That's why they wander about. And now, as far as the 9 brain goes, well, they've sort of got 9 brains. They've got a main one where all the analysis...
Main brain in it, yep.
And decision-making takes place. And then they've got 8 ancillary brains, 1 each at the base of each arm, that function as pre-processors for all the information obtained by that arm. 2/3 of the octopus's neurons reside in their arms, which can independently figure out how to open shellfish, for instance, while the main brain's busy doing something else. Can you just think about that? Just think about that. I actually, after I wrote this, I went and made myself something to eat, and I thought, wouldn't that be brilliant if we could, you know, I could make a sandwich with one hand,
yep.
Cup of tea with the other hand.
DJ with your feet.
No, and then think about maybe going on holiday, you know, like a cruise to Mexico or something like that. I could be doing 3 independent things. You can't do anything too over the top with them.
Right.
And the only way you could use your feet, you'd have to be sitting down.
Yeah, on a stool or something.
On a stool.
Yeah. Right.
But, yeah, please don't wrestle them or eat them. Just octopuses are the most amazing things on this planet.
They can escape anywhere smaller than their eye.
Yeah.
So once again, they can escape anywhere smaller than their eye.
I was actually, last week when I was just looking before I left about octopuses, I found this thing about people wrestling them back like in the 30s and stuff, 1930s.
Vaudeville times.
Why? You just don't do it. Don't do it.
No. It's the same as boxing kangaroos. Don't do that.
That's horrible.
And don't ride, don't go riding sharks and stuff like that.
No.
And jumping on sharks, fishing shows and that.
Now, big up, love octopuses. I would want one as a pet, but no, I wouldn't. I'd let it go because they shouldn't be.
They'd just be spending the whole time, not too dissimilar to that second Finding Nemo movie, actually. Spend the whole time just being. Trying to find cunning and sly ways of eluding you and getting back to the ocean.
So, you know, like when, I don't know, I don't think I talked to you, I don't think you was here that week when I talked about when they put that liquid E in with the octopuses to see how they'd react with each other. Well, if they got 9 brains, why do it to something that's got 9 brains? Do you know what I mean? It's just animal cruelty. Anyway.
They start hugging themselves.
I finished my big journal, and quite sad, really. I won't write the last story in it, but I've had a quick look through
it. It's had a good life, that journal,
isn't
it?
Battered. It is so battered.
It's a solid compendium.
Yeah. But anyway, Rick's going to pick this up after the show. He is the keeper of the keys of the BFM crypt, and that's going in there for future generations.
Really?
Yeah, coming up in like 10 years' time, we're going to have a look at it. Anyway, quick catch up on airline support animals. Remember I talked about that ages ago?
Good. Quick catch up. Yep.
A woman in Florida wasn't allowed to take her support squirrel with her. It was in a cage, but it was on the list. I told you about things you can and can't take. Yeah. It took them 2 hours. I think she got on the plane. It took them 2 hours to get her off. Valium. Just, it's got to be easier than.
Well, just a separate container, like a separate, like okay, you've got support squirrel. You and the squirrel, you go in this thing, which is just a modified toilet.
Squirrels, they're little ninjas. I wouldn't want one of them to get out. They go bonkers.
Yeah, they've got one job only.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see that also on the kids' cartoon movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, now I've picked out some of my all-time favourites. Quickly go through them. Stomach rumbles of elephants.
Infrasound, eh?
Yeah. Infrasound. Subsonic rumbles, powerful screams and trumpeting reaching 112 decibels.
Yep.
Just
subsonic tummy rumbles.
And they do that at night time because it travels further.
5 kilometres, you know.
And sometimes they don't sleep for 3 or 4 days.
Why not?
The matriarchs, because they're just on guard all the time.
Yep. There's a lot going on too out there in the wild.
Yeah.
To be on guard for.
So, yeah, love elephants. Puffins. Remember the puffins stick beaks?
Yeah, they glow in the dark.
Was really good. But
like UV glow in the dark?
Yeah. Eh? But and the scientists that had made little
they didn't glow in the dark. You can't see them at night, but you can see them under a UV light. Yeah.
But from that story, I got into the fact that birds can see colours we can't comprehend due to the tetrachromatic vision they have.
See, good on your birds.
They see hues and stuff and colours we can't even imagine.
Beautiful.
It's just fantastic. Right.
All birds?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you were. I love sparrows, are my favourites.
Yeah. No, they're not particularly resplendent with colour, though, are they? Sparrows?
No, but I just like they're cheeky little things, you know what I mean? But anyway.
I just want to let you know, Rob, there's a texter who wants to know if you have some sort of social media where you document all your facts, because they'd rather read that than the paper.
Oh, okay. Yes, we'll be coming soon. Just cool. Watch this
Stand
space.
Stand by.
Now, just a quick octopus correction. Someone said, not the eye, but the size of the cartilage between the eye.
Oh, okay. See, BFM listeners are so clever.
Excuse me. Yeah.
See, I don't fact check. Right, this is my favourite. This is my favourite one. Mermaids. Remember the mermaids?
Yes.
And the Blue Men of the Minch.
The Blue Men of the Minch, that's all right.
From the Out Hebrides, they would get on a boat and have a rhyming contest with a captain. And if he could,
That's right, yeah.
And if he could win, all good. If not, they'd kill them. But it's just an amazing story. There's every culture had it.
Mermaids,
yeah. The aerial primary school, rural Zimbabwe, flying disc.
Oh, that's awesome.
60 kids.
Oh, that's an awesome tale.
If you get chance to see that documentary, watch it, because it is amazing. And they talk to the kids, they're in their 30s now, late 20s?
Not long after it happened, there's an incident reported where primary school?
It was in rural Zimbabwe. Yeah, they were like 9, 10 years old.
19-year-old kids.
60 kids.
Yeah. 60 kids experienced, and one or two teachers, but mostly the kids experienced a visitation, they say, of a
disc-shaped craft.
With a small, shiny black men with dreadlocks, but not black men, shiny black men. And this is both black and white kids saying this, and adamantly saying it too. Yeah. And then, so it's all their reports. And then, 30 years later, the same being interviewed about it still.
A couple of them are just
not into it.
Don't give them a gun.
Yeah. it's affected them quite dramatically. Yeah. But it's an amazing amazing piece of footage of that, eh? Yeah. And what's the name of the school again?
The Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, Ariel Primary School. It was in 1994.
Yes. It's amazing.
And last one, which was quite recent, the lakes exploding story. I got
great story.
So much feedback off of that.
The
giant bubbles. Giant bubbles of CO2 in Cameroon.
The rolling bubble of CO2 that rolled down the hill and killed 3,000 people.
1,700 people.
1,700 people, 3,000 cattle.
Yeah, and a goat.
Oh, what a great roundup, Rob.
Yeah. So, that was it. So, this is going in the vault now.
The book, yep.
Rick has the keys, keeps them with his roller disco
shorts,
so yep. They'll be safe.
Solid.
So I just got this stupid little exercise book now. Look at it. It's rubbish.
Why don't you get yourself a firm cover?
I'm going to.
What about putting it on some sort of computer?
Yeah, I know. I was going to do that.
A lot of folks are doing nowadays.
Oh, yeah, but it's old school. I like writing by hand.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think sometimes you learn better that way.
Yeah.
Not you particularly, but I mean just folks.
Oh, know. No, I do. It's like sometimes when I watch a movie, like a foreign movie, I like it with the subtitles because I really concentrate. Otherwise,
well,
my
you'd
mind
like
wanders.
It more on Netflix. You should watch that.
Yeah. Oh, La Vie en Rose is my favourite all-time foreign movie.
Oh, very nice, Rob.
Love it.
Your smoothie.
Yeah.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Friends, it's 9 minutes.